We continue our learning. Ben Azai also, Shimon Ben Azai also, like Ben Zoma, same first name, Shimon, also never received smicha, although he was certainly very learned. Ben Azai would say, have a rutz l'mitzvah kala kivachamura. Some don't have the word kivachamura. Person should run, even a mitzvah kala, doesn't have to say what's a mitzvah kala, so it means a mitzvah that person think is a mitzvah kala. This is similar to what Rebbe taught us in the beginning of the second paragraph. Rebbe said a person should be zohir b'mitzvah kala kevachamura. A person should be cautious about a mitzvah kala vachamura. The idea is that maybe what you think is a mitzvah kala really is something very serious, and obviously is very important. So a person should treat what he thinks is a mitzvah kala like he would a mitzvah chamura. Uborech min ha'avera. The same thing is true when it comes to running away from an avera. The same way a person thinks that this avera is severe, he should be running away from what he thinks is an avera kala is as well. Shemitzvah goreres mitzvah va'avera goreres avera. Here, Ben Azai gives us a little bit more than what Rebbe says. Rebbe had said earlier, as we said, a person should in the beginning of the second paragraph should be zahir with mitzvah kala kevachamura. But he gives reasons why it's important to keep. He gives what's the rationale? Why should it be? So why is it so important to perform even minor mitzvos? So Rebbe had said, because I don't know what matan scharon of mitzvos are. But here Ben Azai adds on. Besides the fact you don't know what the schar is, because you don't really know what a minor or a major mitzvah is, but the mitzvah is goreres mitzvah, there is goreres harveir, meaning if you're going to take a mitzvah kala, what you think is mitzvah kala, lightly and not performing it, not doing it with zerizos, so you're not going to get the reward of the mitzvah goreres mitzvah, the fact that one mitzvah drags along with another mitzvah. So, and the same thing with an avera. If a person is going to be so quick to do an avera, what he thinks is an avera kala, recognize that mitzvah, that avera kala is going to be goreris, drag in along with it another avera. Obviously, naturally, if a person gets used to performing mitzvahs, it becomes easier to perform another one. Others explain that the idea of mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, is that if your person performs a mitzvah, he becomes closer to Hashem. So then it shows that he has greater love for mitzvah. So that is, that's going to drag in another one. Obviously, he feels close to Hashem. There's a love. So then he's going to draw greater proximity to Hashem because of the love that he has. And this same thing with Avera. Avera distances you from Hashem, and the more we do Avera, so they will become even more distant from Hashem. And then he gives another reason, Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, Sheschar Avera Avera. There's also another reason why we should be careful with a mitzvah kala and an Avera kala, because the Sheschar of one mitzvah is another mitzvah, Sheschar of an Avera is another Avera. Now, that doesn't mean that that's your only schar, all right? But that's an additional schar. Obviously, the schar waiting for us for all the mitzvahs to be performed. And avera, there's a punishment waiting for us. But the point is, there is this additional schar. If we do one mitzvah, it's going to help us. The schar of one mitzvah is the fact that we're going to have the opportunity. There's going to be a yearning to do another mitzvah. And the same thing when it comes to an avera. The punishment of one avera is the fact that is you're going to be drawn to do another avera. To return to the idea of mitzvah goreres mitzvah, so there is a the Gemara in there's a drasha based on the pasuk beginning of Sefer Tehillim. What does it say in Sefer Tehillim? It says in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, we speak about on Daf Kufhei, the Gemara assumes that you're going to be drawn. The Yetzer takes you one way in one direction, and then today, and you do something tomorrow until you eventually you worship Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk in Tehillim that shows this as well is the Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Alo Halach Batas Rishoim Uvederech Chatoim Lo Amad Uvemoshav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. So what is mentioned? Fortunate, happy is the person who doesn't go following the counsel of the wicked, doesn't go in the path of the sinners, didn't stand in the path of the sinners, and doesn't sit in the gathering of the scorners of Leitzim. So the Gemara wants to know, meaning if you follow the progression here, it says, happy is the person who doesn't walk in the Atzas Rishoim. So if he didn't go in the Atzas Rishoim, so if he didn't walk, how did he get to the point of Ahmad. And if he doesn't, if he lo Ahmad, how did he get a chance to sit down? You can't be sitting unless you were standing first. And then Ahmad means to stop. I don't stop until I'm holech. So if you're telling me I shouldn't go, I shouldn't be holech, how can then you give me any type of command of lo amad if I haven't walked it? How can you give me a command, don't sit, if I haven't stopped? So if I'm not in a standing position. So the Gemara says, it teaches you the following. Elalomar loch to tell you shimhalach sofolamod vimamad sofolesh. I'm letting you know that if you start walking in the direction of chatoim of rishoim, you'll eventually stop and hang out with them. Vimamad, and if you stood there sofolesh, you'll be sitting there for a long time. Vimyashav. So for the Lutz, eventually you'll be part of the late sim, the scorners yourself. The Medrash Tanchuma Vayikra says, lo yotzar adam al avera she'asa b'shogeg ela al shenivtach lo pesach she'echta afilu b'mezim. So lo yetzer, a person should not be upset in aver he does b'shogeg, except for the fact that that opens up the door maybe that he may now sin b'mezin. Nor should a person lo yismach adam al mitzvah shabaliyado. Nor should a person rejoice about a mitzvah that come to his hands. Ela al shem mitzvos harbe asidus lavoliyado. What should I be happy about? Not in the mitzvah itself, but the many mitzvahs that will come as a result of the fact that I performed that first mitzvah. Shekin mitzvah goris mitzvah v'areh goris avera. So that's true when it comes to mitzvah goris mitzvah v'areh goris avera. One drags along the other. And the idea of schar mitzvah mitzvahs is an interesting interpretation that the Bar Tanura has, and that is that that it's not just the schar of one mitzvah is that you'll perform another mitzvah, you'll be now drawn to do another mitzvah. But the schar, what is the schar a person gets when he performs a mitzvah, so he feels a sense of enjoyment that he performs a mitzvah? So that enjoyment itself will be considered its own independent mitzvah, and you get schar not only for the mitzvah you performed, but for the enjoyment you feel from that mitzvah. And schar avera avera is the same thing, which means that the schar, the hana that you receive because of the avera, so that is its own avera. The avera you did is an avera, and the schar, meaning the reward, the hana, the benefit you got from that avera, so that itself is going to be an independent avera as well. The Mefarshim quote the Gemara in Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Beis in explaining this, the idea of schar avera avera, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The Gemara there says that haba bali tamei poschen lo. Gemara says if you want to come and impurify yourself and become defiled, so the door is open. Bali taher misayin oso. If you want to come to purify yourself and perform a mitzvah, so then we help you. What's the difference? So when it comes to purifying ourselves, misayin, we help you. Misayeya, Hashem helps you. Bali tamei, we don't help you. Poslo, we open the door for you. We allow you, if you want to defile yourself, we allow you to do that. They give the following mashal: a person who's selling, one person selling nice spices, one selling like gas petroleum. So the person comes to measure the petroleum. So you know the mocher says, "Listen, you measure it yourself. It smells. I'm not measuring for you. You want to buy it? You measure it yourself, and then you pay for it, and you can take it home. But balim do afar simon, but the balsam you want is the nice smelling spices. You know what the mocher says to him? You know, why don't you wait? I'll take care of this. I'll measure it for you. Why? Because while I'm measuring it, I get a nice smell, a nice fragrance. Why not? Why not help you? So that's the same idea of schar mitzvah mitzvah schar avera avera. Schar mitzvah mitzvah means that Hashem will be misayeya to perform another mitzvah. Schar avera avera means that the door is open for you to do another avera. I'm not going to help you do an avera, but the door is open for you to do so. Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel. Hu Haya Omer Ben Azai said something else, and that is al tehi vaz l'chol adam. A person should not be scornful to any human being, quoting the pasuk from Mishlei Yud Aleph, the Mefarshim say, "Buzz l'reihu chasar lev." A person who scorns another, he's missing, he's lacking in his heart. Chazal say, "Derech eretz rabba la'olam yu kol b'nei adam lefanechal kilistim v'havei mechabdam kerem gamliel." On the one hand, you should look at all people and suspect them. Maybe, who knows, maybe they're robbers. Maybe you have to be nervous about them. Yet, when it comes to honoring them and treating them, you should treat them as if they're Ramagam Leo. Then the Mishnah says, "Va'altihi maflig l'chol davar." Don't be maflig means to separate yourself from everything. What does that mean? A person should not think that there are things that are extraneous in this world, things that are superfluous in this world, things that there was no reason why Hashem needed to create them. The Kohelet Rabba Medrash says, "Afilu devarim shataroa some yusarim balim," things you think that are completely unnecessary in this world. Could go in zivuvim like flies, paroshim, fleas, yitushim, mosquitoes. They're also part of Hashem's creatures, and they have some toeles. They have some purpose. Pasuk says, everything Hashem created is good. No better time to record than during a siren. So the first statement that we said was, don't be scornful to everyone. Alti maflig l'chol davar. So don't separate yourself from everything, which means that a person should recognize that everything in the world has its purpose. She'ein, and the Mishnah explains, she'ein loch adam, she'ein lo sha'a, ve'ein loch davar, she'ein lo makom. Because there is no person who doesn't have his hour, and there is nothing in this world that has no makom, that has no place. Baruch Tanura says that Valti Maflig, don't separate, don't Maflig, don't be Marchik, L'chol Davar She'ish L'chosh Alav, which means a person should don't assume that he doesn't have to be worried about things. Al Tumar Rachoku She'yev Ein L'dogmi, and all these things far to Maflig. Oh, you know what? I can be Marchik. I can literally separate this thing, distance things from me, and not have, I don't have to be concerned about whatever it may be. And don't say it's so far away from me. Ein L'dogmi Mera. Mimera, you don't have to worry about it. You do have to worry about it. Maybe it's very appropriate that the Azaka went off at this time. Yeah, don't say, well, they don't have to worry about it. It's far away. It's somewhere else. No, you never know. A person has to be concerned. Altif Mafik, don't be someone who says, I can distance this from me and not worry about it at all. And then the Mishnah's comment about Ein Lacha Adam Shein Lo Shav Ein Lacha Davar Shein Lo Makom. You don't have a person who doesn't have his hour, a place doesn't have a place. If there's possible danger, you think it's unlikely. No, you never know. We have to protect ourselves. We have to take whatever precautions are necessary to protect ourselves from possible harm. The Gemara Maseches Nidon Daf Samach Aleph says that even though a person is not allowed to believe Lashon Hara, which we say, but we know the halacha is that if I hear someone speak in a derogatory way, I'm allowed to take precautions. Someone speaks about others. Carpenter, maybe I shouldn't have listened to the Lashon Hara, but now I have the right to be cautious and say maybe not believe it is the absolute truth, but I have the right to maybe not hire that person and be a little bit concerned. Maybe they're not going to do the work properly. The Tiferes Yisrael says maybe the whole Mishnah means like this. We have to treat everyone properly. Why? Because everybody is involved somehow in Hashem's plans. Everyone, not only creatures we mentioned, but everyone has created a purpose. Even people who are evil are all part of Hashem's plan. We may not be able to explain it. Nonetheless, maybe this also relates to the Azaka. There is something that beneficial may come from whatever it is that we experience. So even the evil that's in the world, it's something that there is a purpose to it. Not to say that be maflaga. This is ridiculous. Why is this here? What Hashem create this? No, you never know. There's always a makom or a sha'ah. There is a purpose to something, a role that someone plays, a nation plays, so that maybe it's just for us to learn a lesson. Maybe it's a lesson of unity. Many things we can learn even from things that we think serve no purpose in this world.